May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. So says the Apostle Paul in his second letter to the Thessalonians. There are some words that I want to direct your attention to this morning, not just the congregation, but certainly, especially Max, Becky, and the rest of the family that is here today. And maybe some unusual words, ones that I've never actually used for a confirmation day sermon, but I thought would be very fitting for us to consider today. From the book of Jude, there's no chapter because it's only one page long, these verses. To those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. To the members of the Congregation of Ascension, to all family members that are here, but especially to you, Max, in Christ Jesus. Today is Pentecost, that day on which Jesus finally fulfilled the promise he had made some 50 days earlier at his resurrection and then also at his ascension, that he would pour out the Holy Spirit on his disciples to enable them to then carry out the work that he had commanded them to do. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, he promised, to the very end of the age. How else would they be able to do that? How else would they be able to go into all the world, preach that good news about Jesus, except by the power and working of the Holy Spirit? Jesus promised them so that they would be able to carry out that work. And on Pentecost, the power of Jesus and the Holy Spirit were certainly obvious. Right? Remember Acts chapter 2? That would normally be one of the readings that we would have today on Pentecost. You can read it for yourself, maybe at home today, where all of a sudden there was this sound of a violent wind there in Jerusalem in that house where the disciples were located. Was it any hail or broken branches or grain bins or anything like that. But it was the sound. And then these little flames of fire on the heads of all those apostles that were gathered there. And suddenly they were able to speak in languages they had never studied. How is all that possible? Because Jesus had kept his promise to pour out the Holy Spirit on his disciples. To be able then to carry out the work that he had commanded them to do. Not by their efforts, not by their intelligence or their efforts or abilities, but rather the power of God's Word. Not only at work in their heart, but also then being spoken from their lips and working in the hearts of those who heard. Just like has already happened here this morning. That's one of those things that I think sometimes causes us a little bit of disconnect between where we are today and what happened to the disciples on Pentecost. We think, oh man, big miracles, wow, that's stunning and amazing. They were able to speak in different languages, they had these little tongues of fire on their heads, and all that stuff. But the Holy Spirit has done the very same things in our hearts, in our ears, and on our lips today as well. Same miracles. He has poured out the Holy Spirit on us also through the preaching and teaching of His Word. Through the sacrament of holy baptism, which brought us into His kingdom in the first place. And certainly, especially for the past 3 years, young man, actually, 14 years and 7 months and some days already the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart. The fact that you and I have had the privilege and heard that Word of God today is also because of the Holy Spirit. The fact that that Word is preached and taught and believed is evidence of the fact that the Holy Spirit is at work in our hearts also today, as He did, as He has in the past. The fact that you believe these things, that's a miracle of the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be a miracle of the Holy Spirit also that you will have opportunity next to confess that faith here shortly. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. But you know what? A lot of people think Confirmation Day is graduation. It is. It is. From kindergarten. You ever been to a kindergarten graduation? Anybody been to a kindergarten graduation? You know. Everybody knows that a kindergarten graduation is not really graduation. Okay? Because what's going to happen next? There's going to be a lot of years of continuing education, right? That little child in kindergarten is going to go on and learn more and more, grow in their understanding. They're going to mature. Just like I pray you, Max, do not think of this as graduation. But this is just the foundation on which you now have a lifetime of opportunity to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is not the end, but merely the beginning. Not only of that learning, but also that applying the Word of God, everything that you've learned and will continue to learn and grow in for the rest of your life. Until finally your Lord calls you to be with Him forever in heaven. And it's that Word that will continue to keep you. It will be that Holy Spirit that will continue to work in you. It will be your Savior Jesus who will, as He promised, be with you always. Hasn't been easy, has it? I showed that this morning. And it won't be easy in the future either. You've certainly had some obstacles and challenges thrown into your pathway already. And those are the kinds of things that will continue to challenge your future, because we live in a sinful world and nothing is perfect this side of heaven. And we will continue to have to cling to these promises of our Lord and Savior to enable us to make it through all these things that we know will come, whatever they may be. We can't escape them. But we do have, what do we call that? The full armor of God. Remember that poster? We use that frequently. Those are the tools, those are the weapons God has given you already and will call on you to continue to use in that fight of faith. That's what Paul was encouraging Timothy to do as well. To continue to cling to those Holy Scriptures. Cling to those promises of God. And continue to grow and apply them in your life. God has kept you to this day, and He will continue to keep you in the days and years to come. You have the support of your family and of this congregation. Members of this congregation, you too have been certainly instrumental in supporting, assisting, and encouraging Max and his family during these difficult years. And I pray you will continue to do that. But that's exactly what Jude encouraged His people. Dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. He will do that. He will continue to keep you in His love always. And He also says, to Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Keep those words in mind. God will bless and keep you. Amen. Please rise. Now may that peace of God who surpasses all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.